Those stories coming up. First, though, Australia's chief scientist, Ian Chubb, says the media coverage of the climate change debate has been very ordinary, and he's urged the science community to do more to argue its case. He's also described personal attacks on climate scientists as deplorable. Professor Chubb has told a parliamentary inquiry it's not his job to offer a view about the merits of the government's carbon tax legislation. But he says something has to be done quickly to address the rising levels of carbon dioxide emissions. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Professor Ian Chubb was appointed as Australia's chief scientist earlier this year, appearing before a parliamentary inquiry into the government's carbon tax legislation in Canberra this morning. He wouldn't be drawn on the legislation itself when asked by the Liberal Senator Simon Birmingham.
Do you have a view as to the benefits, arguments, comparable merits of different policy responses to climate change, or is it purely, of course, your argument as you've made here today that the world does need to act?
As a private citizen, I have a view. As the Chief Scientist of Australia, my job is to put the science to you, to make sure the science gets to you.
Professor Chubb says there is a clear scientific consensus that the climate is changing and that will have significant implications for all humankind.
The latest information that I've seen shows that the CO2 levels are high and that the rate of accumulation is accelerating. I think the scientists who study this would argue that it's getting to the point where something has to be done quickly in order to cap them at least and start to have them decrease over a sensible period of time.
He was dismissive of arguments that the changes can be attributed to natural events.
For example, you don't get the Arctic ice melt just by natural events. You can't reproduce it through modelling if you just factor in natural events, but if you factor in human activity, then you get what's happening and you get the reduction.
Earlier this year, several high-profile climate scientists revealed they'd received death threats for their public statements, and the general tone of the carbon tax debate has been bitter and personal. Professor Chubb says attacking scientists for doing their job is deplorable.
I mean, there are people being attacked for having a view. There are people being attacked for saying something that some people don't want to hear. There are people walking around saying that they should be put in jail. And I think that this is reminiscent of a time long past, but we thought we'd move beyond that.
Professor Chubb also had this response to a question from Labor Senator Anne Urquhart about a prominent contributor to the debate.
The self-proclaimed climate scientist Lord Monckton, when he recently visited Australia on a national tour, and that tour was entitled A Carbon Tax Will Bankrupt Australia, The Science Does Not Justify It. Just be interested in your views on the scientific basis for such a claim.
There is none.
The Green Senator Christine Milne asked Professor Chubb to give his view on the media's coverage of the climate change science.
I think the coverage has been very ordinary. I think the proportions of arguments given, the weight given, the space given to arguments seems to me to be more in the nature of illustrating, demonstrating conflict rather than a contest of ideas.
He says it's important for the wider scientific community to get involved.
I do ask the scientific community to stand up to be counted on important issues of science. I don't think it's helpful that it's left very few. I think that the majority of scientists ought to be out there explaining to the public why they do science, how they do science, how they accumulate scientific evidence, and what happens when it's wrong.
He says that contest of ideas is central to scientific progress and increasing people's understanding of scientific debates.
Naomi Woodley reporting from Canberra.